Hello, my name is Feeney Cave and I'm many things. I'm a music therapist, I'm a singer, I was a vocal coach for many years, and I am currently the director of an organisation called The Musical Breath, which is working with people with chronic lung conditions.
Days can be sunny with never a sigh.
I suppose what music means to me is that my dad used to have speakers the size of doors to rooms, and these speakers played the most extraordinary loud big band music, and I remember the house shaking and Judy Garland singing and my dad crying. And music was around from when I was very young as a soundscape, and I also remember music as something I had to struggle with, learning to play the piano and then having enormous fun with it when I was at Goldsmiths University in my 20s as a jazz singer. And then realising that music could help other people, and I qualified as a music therapist in the 90s. Music to me is less about virtuoso performance and more about reframing sound and soundscapes and tempo and dynamics and how we move through the world in sound. Research has shown that even singing together in a group impacts in so many ways, cognitively, socially, neurologically, hormonally, as well as sort of psychological and physical. So that's just singing together. I've been privileged to work in many different settings, including high security prisons, in dementia settings, with people with chronic lung conditions. There's something about being breathless and being able to sing with others that gives a sense of control and autonomy and freedom that cooking or gardening or knitting couldn't do. And I want to pursue this in a doctoral study myself, to look at how being in music helps support breathlessness on lots of different levels. As a music therapist, I've actually seen music allowing the expression and release of a lot of pain. So with the women I work with in the prison, a lot of those women use the music and the songwriting and the improvisation to access very difficult feelings. And also with younger children I've worked with, they've been able to communicate with me in a musical improvisation in a clear, expressive, direct way, in a way they couldn't possibly do in words. There is a sense of music being for other and music being a thing that one has to go to college or uni to study. It's just a response. We all have heartbeats, we all have breath. We all move through space in a particular way.
I got rhythm, I got music.
Some of us are loud and fast, and some of us are slow and quiet. Music is simply an extension of how we are as human beings, and giving ourselves permission to play in every meaning of that word. Music is often seen as the great saviour around. It makes everybody really happy and feel good, and isn't it marvellous? Which is true, and we know that it works on many, many different levels, but it's so much broader and wider than that.